This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys, I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
This Friday just feels different. Not in a bad way, just like...
Well, it's starting to fly by a little bit for me.
Yeah. Yeah, not in a bad way at all, just like, Friday.
When that song gets going, 241-4318.
Can I tell you something? It's my anthem. It's my Friday anthem. I can't have a Friday without hearing that song.
I go around singing, and they're like, what are you singing? I'm like,
I sing dirty versions of that.
Oh, every song you try to.
Facebook Fuss, and I absolutely do a dirty one, too. It's most, unless you're a big dummy, you know. What's up, Lamont? You know what I'm saying with that one.
That's fun, man. It keeps the mind sharp.
It does.
The creativity going.
It does. There's creativity on this FOF line.
There really is. And we'll hear from the guy in the tease later in the FOF line. But first off, we're going to start with a guy who's not a fan of a certain element that we play. I can't find it because I don't know what it's titled. But it's one of these rejoins or bumpers we'll play with a listener shout out, like, oh, this is the P1 Dookie Butter. Like, what's up?
Dookie Butter. I haven't seen him in years. Or is that a her?
Or one of those. Like, he's not a fan of this one.
There are ones that. And you know what, before he even says this, like, you can tell he's a loyal listener, though.
Oh, yeah.
If people can recite the commercials and things like that, like, there's this one that we play, and if this is you I'm talking about, I love you. This is just an example kind of fun thing. But there's this one promoting, and I think it would only play in our local market. I'm actually sure of it. It comes on, it says, today on the lunchtime, you know, thing, I'd like to hear some old Disturbed. Like, the guy in there, I want to hear some old, none of that new stuff. I want to hear some old Disturbed or some old Godsmack.
Is that the one where the same guy, he goes, man, play you some Chevelle?
I think it's the same guy. I know the way they go to concerts and get people to do that. And then we've got to hear the outtakes, and that's the best stuff, y'all. I mean, it really is.
Well, I'm sorry if you're about to hear this P1 Rebel chick. But this guy ain't a fan. And this guy don't have the greatest phone quality, so maybe you can get back at him for that, too.
Oh, I want to see if I recognize this one, too. 864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
Hey, guys. I'm sitting here listening to the podcast, and every time I hear that, this is P1 Rebel Chick. Oh, that makes me want to crack that through the phone and punch her teeth out. She's like one of them girls that when you're at the party, you know, when you're hanging out as teenagers, it's that one girl who runs around going, oh my God, I'm so random and so fun. that whore. Please take her off. I can deal with the whore. I you guys argue. I can deal with that guy, but T1 rebel chick, I can't take it. Off with it.
I believe the guy he's referring to is, I like when y'all bicker back and forth. I love it when y'all bicker back and forth.
He called her a whore.
And he, that, like, wow. I don't laugh at certain parts of that for sure. Just because that was,
I think his Trump phone's about to die. Is that getting new?
It might be a Barry phone.
You know what's great about that? It's been going on since
you got
what?
A big mic phone.
Since it was either Clinton or HW is when it started the FCC landline program.
Yeah.
But every president like that gets credit for. Like, that's a bash against whatever president you don't like. Like, you got a Trump phone or you got an Obama phone.
But I mean, that's exactly right. But, like, Obamacare, is it now Trump care? Was it ever Trump care? Or does it still stand as Obamacare?
I think it's the Affordable Health Care Act, right? They just don't even call it Obamacare.
They don't even say that anymore at all?
No. Nope.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure they'll credit him with it, you know, for good and bad. But I don't really hear it called Obamacare anymore. Is it Big Mike care? God, man, if you go on X, the Big Mike stuff, because I'm just now getting new to it.
Dude, Cat Williams said it like 4 years ago, man. People are like, Cat doing another one of his routines.
Now, man. I'm in, like, not enthralled, but you're wrapped up into the whole.
You moved on from the Diddy parties to now Big Mike.
Well, like, then it goes from Big Mike to, did Obama and Jennifer Aniston have a secret affair?
Dude, I saw the same thing.
Yep.
And you start to read it, and then that's where your mind, you start to feel like a separation from reality. You're like,
is this real?
Is this real? And also, even with photos, like, if kids in like three years are going to see that picture of Obama with a blunt in his mouth with the Panama Jack hat on,
yeah.
And they're going to say, that's not real. That's AI.
They're going to question.
That's not real. It's like, dude. That's really Barry before Big Mike.
Then they spread the whole AI thing of you got Michelle who takes her dress off and it turns into a dude's ripped up body. Have you seen that one?
Oh, God. I don't understand how people that are so good at whatever that is, it's the prompting to AI. Like, AI is its own withstanding thing, but it's the prompts that get the good results. And
yeah.
Have you seen the ones that it looks like their own America's Got Talent, and there's these. It'll be like a magician who changes himself into a tiger, who changes themselves into a woman, and then back into a tiger. And it's AI, but then they cut to like Piers Morgan or whoever, and they're like, "Oh my God, this is the craziest thing I've ever seen." And you're like, again, if you don't have all your sensibilities to you, or you have less than half a brain, you're like. When was that episode on? Dude, I didn't see it.
Somebody took the from Jimmy Carter's funeral where you got Kamala and Doug and then Biden in that front row. Mm. Somebody made it to where Doug just gets up and starts wailing on Biden. And then,
I know.
And then Kamala starts fighting them both.
The
and it looked real.
The best one that I've seen that would, I mean, knowing what I know, I would know it's not, but is Obama, or excuse me, Trump giving Kamala a haircut. But now
that was weird.
That one looks like stunningly real. But now that one's turned into her not liking the haircut and turning around and viciously choking him out. Like, how do you do that with many? Like, but
no
what's the good you could do with that? Like, how can you take that talent of AI prompting? I can turn Kamala and Trump fist fighting. But what can I do good with that?
The only thing
the world.
The only thing I've used it for, the gawk or whatever on X, is I said, show me pictures of horses smoking cigarettes. But that was it. I can only imagine what you could type in there. And, you
see,
know.
That's why it's been here all along. Somebody years ago says, show me dogs playing poker. And then now we buy it for art in our man caves.
Well.
Our men caves. Man caves.
I didn't want to do this one because...
That guy's name was like a Facebook fussing name. Did you see it?
Which one?
The guy that you were talking to, he said, look me up on that particular... His name is... His last name is Dover, and his first name's Dick.
There we go.
That's got to be problematic. I'd go by Rich, to be honest with you.
He might
I'd be Rich Dover than Dick Dover.
He might be friends with the two Dicks family.
Oh.
Is there
Holden and... what's the other one?
Grabbin.
Grabbin. God.
Nickname, though.
Yeah.
I didn't want to play this one because we are Party Man Dan fans.
I love Party Man Dan. That is, again, Fatboy takes issue with this. If I talk about you, even if it sounds mean, if I mention you, it's because if people I hate, I never mention. So if you've never heard your name on this show, you know. For real. It's like when I take swipes at Mark and Steve and everybody, it's out of like, busting balls, having fun.
Yep.
What's up, Tammy Mangum?
Tammy!
It's like that.
Mangum style.
Doing Mangum style.
Well, for some reason, not everybody's a fan of Party Man Dan.
Oh, and, Lord.
That's
Dan,
all I'm going to say.
Take a deep breath, Dan.
Yep.
Look, Dan, this is your first time. We've been doing this for 20-plus years and getting our balls busted.
It's a sign, Dan, that you might have made it.
It is.
Party Man Dan. I cannot stand your motherfucking ass. If I ever fucking see you, I'm going to knock every fucking tooth in your damn methamphetamine smoking ass out of your fucking mouth. I hate hearing you on this damn radio station. I hate hearing your fucking lies. You did not fucking hook up with some bitch. All you did was sit there and fucking drink your damn beer and smoke your damn crack all night long. You're not funny. Fucking stupid as fuck.
Oh, and he did say that he got drunk and watched Cops all night, so he might have got his stories confused.
Well, that's where I will just graciously disagree with the guy. I love Dan.
He sent us a picture of the girl.
Well, I mean, again.
Come on. It didn't look like it would be a fake.
He doesn't have any particular reason to lie about that, though. Like, and we've met Dan in person like several times. Like,
yeah.
Let me tell you something, and try to express this through the frequency of sound, and you understand what I'm saying here. Dan is exactly in real life as he is on the phone, and that is charming, entertaining, and fun.
You know why Dan is an honest person? I'll tell you why. Because the first time I ever met him, he would not let me shake his hand. Because he said, man, I just licked my fingers on the way over here. And I don't. Because we were at a restaurant.
Yep. God bless. Remember, he brought a gift for our boss.
Yeah,
like, why are you brown nosing him?
Like, you don't even work here, Dan.
I know. I mean, difference of opinion, you know.
We got to take a break.
Okay, we will take a break. What might we hear next? Because you go through and curate these. You've got to laugh at them already.
Yeah, well, I mean, we got some people who aren't happy with their ex situation.
Not like, talking about Twitter?
No. Like, you know, oh, my damn ex, I hate my ex, and this is why. Plus, do you remember the guy when we did the FOF before we broke for the year who told people, hey, stay in Ohio. You got your own damn trees. Don't come down here and look at our colors.
Yeah.
Well, we got a response to that guy.
Oh, man.
So in case you got amnesia or stupid as hell, we'll play the first call.
There's the very simple response to that, and it's one, like, it's crossed my mind, too. Like,
you might say the same thing this guy's going to say.
Okay.
I don't know.
Again, that's why I say to you, if you hear, you good. But to all future, if you're going down the road and you see people with different license plates, flip them off occasionally. We got to get rid of this Southern charm and, you know, how, oh, they're so nice down there. You see what's happened. They all have moved here. So let's flip some people off next time, all right? More FOF next. Good morning. Thank you.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Kick it!
So stroke it.
Bam, 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 bam.
Put on.
Bam, bam. Put it on. All night long. All night long. So good. Oh, he's slamming on K-Fed.
Well, K-Fed's, you better save some of that child support money. Because he ain't getting any more.
Yeah, but I mean, he's... Well, I don't know anything about... I mean, he was like a... I don't want to go down that rabbit hole.
I don't think he was working. Or
I think he was a CIA operative as well. I think he was hired by the government to go and ruin Britney Spears.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Yep. And she found out that night. She shaved her head bald and attacked that car with the umbrella. She was trying to tell us.
You might be the real life B-Red G.
Oh. Oh.
I need some energy, man.
I drink a Red Bull. I don't have any more, but I'll...
No. You know what I mean?
I'll come sweat all over your other things. My body's telling me no.
It's trapped in
or
the
my body. No, my body's telling me yes. Your body's telling me no. Whatever it was. I can't even remember.
Oh, yeah.
My mind's telling me yes, but my body.
He should have listened.
What was saying? His mind was telling me no, but his body was saying yes.
I don't see nothing wrong.
With golden showers.
He was trapped in the closet, and it was a whole story with him.
Some wintry mix, some golden showers.
God, I feel bad about it, but when I hear an R. Kelly song, I'm like, a lot of these really are good. And they're still in the Apple library. They didn't take them out.
Again, it goes back to the stuff I've said about 70s and 80s sitcoms that would be deemed racist, homophobic, this, that, or the other. And Universal and NBC and Disney and all the conglomerations will say all day, that is bad, that is horrible, we don't do that anymore. But yes, we still stream it and make money off the royalties. Same thing.
Got to.
Same thing. All right.
Well.
Here we go.
Back into it. So we'll start with the next call here. This mom isn't happy that she can't take her son on vacation. Thanks to her stupid dumbass HX.
Oh.
CS and moron.
Bastard.
BF head. This, that, and the other.
Yeah. I'm going to give out the phone numbers because there's a lot of angry people out there, especially some people texting in. That, give me the number. That guy needs to hear it from me. I love PMD. I hope they're talking about Party Man Dan and not PM Don. 864-241-4318.
Hey, guys. I just want to say a big f*** you to my son's dad because he's not letting me take him on a vacation. That's going to be an epic vacation. And because he has to control every aspect of my son's life, he's not going to allow him to experience this experience with his mother. So a big you to him and his bird looking ass wife.
Oh, bird looking ass. I wonder what kind of bird. Like old crow.
I bet it's the Carolina Wren, where she's kind of skinny in the neck but real fat in the middle.
He really doesn't have a neck. Yeah, you're just kind of like like, I don't know if you're disabled, but you look like you are. Does that mean, is that bad to say?
Wow.
I'm passing a little bit of judgment, but well, you can tell I'm not at the gym right now.
Is that a trick you could you can hone? Like, used to be able to tell what kind of car you drove by the honk.
Yeah, but you can't now. No. It's all the aftermarket stuff.
You can tell the bra size by how they sounded. Could you tell the disability by how they sound?
You know, in today's...
Maybe.
Societal standards just look down upon to even do that.
You know what I liked? We would guess the drug. What drug are you on right now?
And people would absolutely, like, and people that were just on pot wouldn't call in. It'd be like somebody, hey, what's up, man? And we're like, you smoke weed? No, man, three perks, two mollies. What are y'all doing? What are we talking about?
Hey, man, I love taking a couple totem poles. You know?
That's actually how we met Party Man Dan. Joke. Total joke. I'm kidding.
We went to work out, and I'm like, hey, are these guys doing cocaine in the back? They're working out awful fast.
Was that on the air story?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, it is now. All right. When you get mad, upset, angry, really, really pissed off, you call this number. That number is 864-241-4318.
Here's an opposite X. This guy... is wild now that he's single, and he wants his ex to know about it. Oh, he's not sitting around waiting. He's not crying.
He's doing this to make her jealous?
He's saying, look, you think I'm going to sit around and mope? Uh-uh. I'm out and about. I'm getting mines.
This is the FOF line.
Hey, ex-girlfriend, which will remain unnamed. I just want to let you know, I hope you hear this, and I just want to let you know that I just left the strip club after spending $200 on lap dances. I had a great time without you, because whenever you go with me, it's always, I have to take care of you like I'm your dad. So I sort of look, I mean, it's great to know that you're having so much fun. Well, guess what? I can have fun too, bitch. Bye.
You know, that's not the thing to call, though, and say. Like, guess what?
Bucks.
I just had a great time. I just went and paid $200 for lap dances? Yeah, I'm going home stiff as a board and ain't going to do nothing about it. But guess what? I don't need you no more. He got cheated on is what it sounds like.
Oh, he's angry still. I hope you got those lap dances, sir, earlier in the shift.
Oh,
because if you wait around, so after they hit the wing bar for a little bit,
especially
a little
if it's lobster night.
Yeah. You might think you're riding some
crab legs.
Road.
Crab legs? Is that
Lobster night at the strip club.
That's not the place to have crab legs, is it? I mean, hey, either way.
Wait, you see our crabs down at the strip club.
Yeah, I was going to say, crabs should not be on the menu at a strip club. I don't care if you're at Surfside or damn Garden City. You should not have crab. You shouldn't really have a food service program. I mean, you really shouldn't. Have you ever went and... Well, I'm sure you probably did, because you used to do this. You used to go... do events there and do that. But like I'm saying, when you usually go, though, no hate on anyone, but like Nikita has some great food. I've had that before, but also fear for my life is why I just said that.
But there's some strip clubs where the strippers will eat the wings in the dark, and
you're ordering it for them.
Yeah,
And then, like,
get the sauce on their chest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, oh, I might have to help you get that.
I know.
That'll be an extra $15, or I'll use my own napkin.
You want to get that hot sauce on? Link it up. Link it up. That's my favorite song.
Hey, do you and your friends party? What do you mean, party? You hear the way my septum sounds. You know what I mean.
You want to crotch dance to link it up? I love that song.
Put some kiss on Mr. DJ Man.
Mr. DJ Man. God dang it.
Well, right. Here's the guy who called about, look at your own foliage. You got leaves up in Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
Here's his call.
Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, all these stupid-ass motherfuckers. Don't you motherfuckers have trees in your state? You come down here to Sevierville, to Gatlinburg, the same fucking trees, motherfuckers. Same f***ing trees. You come down here and f***ing make a mess of everything. Go on, motherfucker. Go back to f***ing Ohio, you stupid motherfucker.
God.
So angry.
God. Like, I mean, I get that, because that's back before Christmas. I was talking about, I don't know these people directly, but I'm friends of friends who know the family that got, like, half their farm taken away by public domain the road. And there was supposed to be a big vote about that toward the end of the year, and I don't think they ended up getting it back. But nevertheless, I wonder with him, like, he misses his city, he misses the convenience, he misses all that, but what would cause him that right then and there? Like, it had to be something else.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I remember P1 Wolf Trucker, who lives up in Sevierville, was saying, like, man, the traffic here...
Oh yeah,
close to year round is nuts,
dude. It's when you live near it.
They got a big Buc-ee's too.
When you live near tourist destination. You know, like, it always shocked me that people said they fell in love with Greenville, South Carolina, and moved here after they were here on vacation. I'm like, what? Vacation? Like, maybe a couple days, but a week? Yeah. But Gatlin, people from all over the world go there. Like, last time I was in Gatlinburg, there was international tours going through there. And the reason I know that is just because I could tell.
I saw Eddie Murphy there.
Real one?
It was a wax figure.
Oh, okay.
He was there. Here's the response. This guy's hilarious. He's mad, but he's not too mad. He's trying to watch his tongue.
Mm.
He does somewhat of a good job for it. Of it?
Yep.
Man, nobody, as far as I know, has addressed this damn dumbass. But this is for that damn dumb f***er that called in and complained that, you know, people from Ohio or Indiana or, you know, Illinois, whatever, driving down to view the trees and stuff like that. I don't know who made him the damn f***ing border czar. But let me tell you, and I hope you're listening, you dumb f***er. I hope you get irritated as hell as you see a bunch of Indiana plates, Ohio plates. I hope it irritates the shit out of you. But you know what, you damn dumbass? We need people to come and visit and contribute to the local economy. You dumbass, let me give you a couple fucking tips here real quick. You know what the number one industry in North Carolina is, Western North Carolina? It's called tourism. It's called the Blue Ridge Parkway. And yeah, we do have f***ing trees in Ohio. Been down here for 35 years. We come down here and support your local economy, you f***ing dumbass. This guy's a f***ing idiot, man. You f***ing stupid dumbass.
You saying he watches, like, you think he doesn't cuss a lot?
I feel like he doesn't really cuss right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of mix of dumbass and dumb F.
Also, is he in or is he from Ohio?
From, I assume. Well, 35 years he's been down here.
Yeah, I mean, I get that.
So he's
Southern
at that point.
I get with, like, Gatlinburg being touristy. I get Western North Carolina being touristy. And that's just right up the road. I'm not dissing my town. I'm just like, vacation?
I'm just used to people being down here, in and out of here growing up.
Yeah. Yeah. But at the same time, though, like, honest to God, I don't think this was on the air recently, but, like, several years ago, we had a chance to, it's not even a chance, we had the opportunity to jump markets, going to a bigger market, meaning move there, wouldn't be working on this radio station, no other ones. And we weighed it all out, and it was like, I'm being just very honest with everybody right now, this is about double. But then I start to, as most, we start to investigate the cost of living in that particular city.
Yeah, and yes.
Oddly enough, it was about double.
Well, thank God for technology, because you don't have to move anywhere now.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, Raleigh? Ah. All right. 864-241-4318. We're going to break?
We're going to break, but guess who's coming up?
Santa Claus. A lot of y'all stink. Oh. Nasty. You're f***ing disgusting. And I don't really give a s*** about your life problems, motherfuckers.
Oh, his pacing is...
Who is he talking about?
Excellent.
It really is.
So it's people that he says they stink.
They stink.
Like their attitudes or their body odor. I'm trying to figure out, you know.
That was the end of his call.
Okay.
He gets ramped up before it.
Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah. All right. Part three, the last and final, 864-241-4318.
KB1's Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Stink so bad. Oh, man. Mm. I have so many questions. I got another question here that I'm about to the point where I'm like, I just want to call this person on the air and just ask them.
Live FOF?
I mean, it's more of just one of the, like, I don't like getting, I don't like games. I don't like getting pulled back and forth on various things. And I'm like, you know what? If you're never going to respond, then I may just call you live. That's a great tease, actually.
Oh, like trying to book a guest or like,
we'll have to find out.
Dang. 80-20'd me.
Well, okay.
I'll forget, though.
I'll write it down.
Okay.
That's so I don't forget. But I don't want to end the show today without knowing. And if I don't hear back, I may just call them live on the radio.
So I got to do it sometimes. Got to handle that business.
All right.
Well, this lady here, all she wants is a little recognition. That's what people really want from their job. Like, hey, like an attaboy from the boss, right?
Acknowledge me as your tribal chief. I got the Alleluia.
We got the pepper necklace.
Yep.
Also, she wants a promotion, too, but she works that in towards the end. She's keeping the place together. She's the glue.
She's the glue.
And she's not happy.
How's she not bring something to the table? She is the table.
She is the table. She is the bar.
It's the FOF line.
I have a problem with these people that get these high up management positions, and then when they come to work, they don't even do half the that they're supposed to do. Also, you get paid for a certain amount of hours. You're expected to work those hours. If you don't come in, you don't work those hours, then you don't have a right to bitch about your paycheck. You know, but if your paycheck's short, your nerves are tore up. I got to go to the doctor. My nerves are bad. I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills. Well, come to work, do your job, and maybe you'll have the money to pay your bills. If I get told one more time that I am in line for the next promotion, for the next higher up position, I'm going to punch somebody in the throat, and they're going to need to be in line to get their teeth fixed. I am so tired of holding this place down by myself, and everybody else gets the recognition for it. They need to hurry up and do something, or they're going to be running this bitch by themselves.
So is she going to punch them in the mouth, knock their teeth down their throat, then punch them in the throat and knock their teeth back up?
Yep.
My God.
All on the way out.
That's some Solo Sikoa stuff.
That was promo style right there.
I mean, it really was. Yeah, anybody who had parents that, I just remember that over and over again. They're, you know, mom and dad both working at the textile mills. They'd be like, they're hiring for, even if it was my mom, they're hiring for new lead man. Well, Mom, you're a woman. Well, I'll be a lead woman.
She probably knew every job in there, too.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, Mama, tell them your arm got caught in that machine years ago. They should give you this, and never got it. And then the final one, the one that finally got my dad really pissed, is like, my dad worked there for like 30-plus years, and then they hired this, in his mind, a kid, which he was like 22, 23 years old, right out of college, and paid him more than my dad got, and the guy had like a desk job, and my dad was living. He's like, I feel like an old horse after racing the race. Oh, that
sucks,
man. You know, and it was like, but it was a blessing in disguise because he started his own business and then didn't do dick. I mean, you know, like
imagine.
I mean, he had a very casual life toward the end. God bless him.
You being a smart ass kid is like, Daddy, you know what they do with those horses? They stud them out.
You gonna turn you into glue, Daddy?
Shut
they
up,
would
baby.
Eat you in other countries, Daddy.
Well, here's the coup de grace, as the Spanish like to say. This is the cream de la cream.
I think it's the French say coup de grace.
Here's the this guy is a servant of the public, if you will, and he's got a couple rules for you. Everybody can follow.
Are they going out tonight?
No.
Oh.
Boy, he might be actually.
Oh.
Because he's got some repos to do.
Oh.
He's got some trucks to tow.
Oh, boy.
He's telling you a couple rules of the road to help you remember your local tow truck driver.
864-241-4318, the FOF line.
I'm a tow truck driver, and I got some f***ing advice for you motherfuckers out here. All right? One, our lives don't matter. Y'all don't give a f*** about us being on the side of the road. F*** you guys, okay? People that don't move over damn near took my head off the other day with the f***ing mirror. F*** all of y'all. I've got kids. This is my job. This is what I do to make a living. F*** y'all. Secondly, when we call you and ask you if you have a separate ride from the vehicle and you respond with,
No, I am riding with you. F*** you. Ask us if you can. We have the right to tell you no, you cannot be in our truck. I hope you f***ing know that. Quit assuming that y'all can ride in our f***ing trucks. A lot of y'all stink. You're nasty. You're f***ing disgusting. And I don't really give a shit about your life problems, motherfuckers.
He said that at the end like an Eazy-E rap.
Yeah, he did.
Also, I just started a hashtag. I want you all to follow on X. It's hashtag Tow Truck Drivers Lives Matter.
Please.
And
please copy it.
Click the link for some merch and all of that.
He almost took his head off with a mirror.
I see it, though, all the time. God. Like, even when people just broke down on the side of the road, people, like now, like when you see an ambulance coming or a fire truck or something, let's say you're on a two-lane road and it's coming the opposite direction, do you still not pull over a little bit or just slow down a little bit?
No.
Really?
I feel like they got the room to, like...
But what if they have to turn right before you... Or I don't know. I would rather me slow down than to cause somebody to die.
If I can, I'll stop where they can turn or something like that. But funerals, if we're going the opposite way, I'll just keep going. I know it's a respect thing, but...
The one time you were blowing the horn at the family car, mooning them. And you got stuff all over your window.
Look, you'll catch a dirty moon every once in a while. I was trying to make him feel better, you know, like let me brighten your day up a little bit.
Turn that frown upside down. Look at his ass.
Here's a fat guy with no ass.
And parts missing, honey. Look at that.
We've had truck drivers call in before. We've had real truckers say that dumb truck drivers aren't truckers. I don't know what they say about tow truck drivers.
It's everything, man. Bikers even divide themselves when it comes to, well, he drives a crotch rocket. That's not a bike.
But you got to get over it. It's the law, right? Like, you got to give him some room to work.
I mean, if you can, but if you're on a two-lane, I mean, it's like these cyclists. I almost said bikers, and we got that talking to that day, too. Cyclists that, I don't know what kind of jobs they have, where they're just cycling all around, like, 11, 12 o'clock during the daytime, all the time. You're working from home, I get it, but like, and I share the road, but it's, correct me if I'm wrong, we still, as drivers of cars and trucks and vehicles, you got to kind of get your ass over a little bit.
I think they got the right of way in all situations because they don't have, you know, they're obviously in a smaller to no vehicle. I think, unless they change it, they could have went and changed it.
Maybe so.
They could have changed it where you can't turn right on red here anymore. You can't four-way stops, people can't figure out. I don't know why they don't like roundabouts. Those are easy to figure out.
They are.
Plus, you can keep going in circles if you want.
Yeah.
Doesn't say you have to get off.
Back over and up toward Blue Ridge off 14, they got several of those that you see people come into them things like, wow, what is this? Whoa. I mean, like, it's their first time ever encountering one.
Plus, strange. At a four-way, unless I've forgotten, the person, if you get there at the same time, the person on the right's got the right of way, right? That's who gets to go. So you'd go around in the circle, like, okay, well, the person to the right.
It's like the clock. It's not the great restaurant. What's up, John Bannis?
Lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise.
But it's like
mustard, so onions.
The car is here. I know you listening can't see my fingers swirling in the air right now, but if you're coming around here, and then so I get behind you, and then I get off where I need to get off, and then get in where you can fit in.
People can't figure it out.
All right. Speaking of upset, I have now checked my phone and no response. So, yeah, I'm going to do it.
You're going to do a live call?
Yep.
I don't know who you're going to call or why, but I feel like it's going to be good. I feel like it's like a continuation.
Well,
more FOF.
I need to take advantage of this great position that we have where we can just, you know.
Number one radio show.
Not just that, men, 2554, persons, 1849, 1834.
Many others.
Many others. We got to get our old lady numbers up, though. Like, tell your grandma to start listening. Or great-grandma or whatever.
We talk about Red Hat Society. We play Canasta, Gin Rummy.
We're cool. We're down with Silver Sneakers.
Yeah.
Many others.
We Walmart.
But, yeah. We Walmart. The Walk-A-Mile Pottery is what he's talking about. Walmart.
I craft.
Yeah, you did earlier, and it smelled like the freaking wallpaper was going to come off the wall in there. I think you craft your pants.
I think you used that as a moving to my chair excuse a little too much today, buddy.
I am going to do it. I'm going to take full advantage of this job. And after you hear this, I think you would do the same thing, too. So, yeah, I'm being very selfish with this next segment.
I don't know what it will like.
I'll tell you off the air before we do it, but going into it, I'm not telling you.
Okay, well.
Not in a mean way.
Well, that's how it's going to come off.
In a suspenseful way. Oh, I can do it in the mean way.
You're not going to ruin my weekend.
Bitch! All right, good morning.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Oh! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.